This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Stu Duncan, K-State Extension Crops and Soil Specialist for Northeast Kansas, joins us. Stu, the month of January will be busy as you and your colleagues will be hosting 9 K-State soybean production schools across the state.
We are going to be busy. Those guys are too. And the 9 schools is about a threefold increase from what we have hosted in the past. That was at the request and the funding from the Kansas Soybean Commission, that as our acreage has moved west, and of course last year we had our first 100 bushel per acre contest winner, so we can grow soybeans in western Kansas pretty well too. And you know, our acreage has shifted dramatically in the last 15 years. It's grown tremendously, and most of our acreage increase has been through the central Kansas corridor, but it's moving even further west now too.
Let's go over the dates. We're starting out, it looks like, on January the 15th in a couple locations.
With that many schools, we are shortening down our program. We're doing 2 a day and being a little more intense with less speakers. We're going to kick off down in Wichita on the 15th of January in the morning from 8:30 to 1, and then we'll be in Parsons beginning at 3 o'clock and run until about 7. And then the next day we move to Paola, Holton, and then the next week we're out in southwest Kansas and northwest Kansas and central Kansas.
The dates for those in western Kansas, January 24th in Hugoton and Scott City. The 25th will be in Hoxie and in Great Bend, and then on the 28th they will be in Beloit. No cost to attend the schools?
No, sir. What we really want to do is, since there is a meal at the Kansas Soybean Commission, those guys are providing that and sponsoring that. We really need to get a good count of participants. We just ask that they pre-register 1 week prior to the date of the conference that they're planning on attending. And there is online registration. Contact our local county extension office. They can get that contact information where they need to, at least the website, or if they're an e-update subscriber, they can get it from there.
Because it looks like if they want to attend multiple soybean schools that they're welcome to do that.
Yes, they absolutely are. The program is different as we go from, just as our Kansas growing conditions are different from one area to the next, and there will be some differences in what we talk about. We're going to cover diseases, of course, a little more in the eastern part of the state, simply because we have more of them there.
That is Stu Duncan, K-State Extension Crops and Soil Specialist for Northeast Kansas, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.